I just wanted to ask you, you know, it's obviously an honor to be a captain for this Sunday's game. You know, last year, one of your former teammates, Teddy Bruschi, was named to the Patriots Hall of Fame, and you kind of get the feeling that being named a captain in these kind of positions is a precursor to being named to the Patriots Hall of Fame. What are your thoughts on that, especially because your eligibility is coming up pretty soon?
Well, you know, it's, first and foremost, it is an honor, and I'm humbled by it, especially because of all the other great Patriots that played alongside me and I played with, and just the respect and the professionalism Mr. Kraft showed me, giving me my opportunity to, you know, to come into an organization and help be a part of, you know, one of the blocks, one of the building blocks of creating what it is today. You know, I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, one of the things that I always, you know, mess with Mr. Kraft is, well, you know, especially this year on the Thursday night football game is, you know, I was giving him my measurements for my jacket size when we had Teddy Bruschi on set. And, you know, I'm sure it'll come. I understand, you know, how things work. But, you know, I'm more than honored and happy for being a captain, and the jackets and all that stuff will come. You know, me and Mr. Kraft, we had conversations about that, and I'm excited. I'm excited for the guys that's already been inducted. You know, those guys, man, they put a lot of work, sacrifice, and commitment into that organization. And I was happy for Teddy. I was able to be there. I was able to, you know, to introduce him, have some fun with them, but I'm sure my time is coming. I'm patient.
Willie? How you doing, Willie? You've been a part of four AFC championships. This is Steve Sanchez from the Taunton Daily Gazette. What makes playing in the AFC game so special?
Well, first of all, you got to get there. I know it's a tough conference. The AFC is a tough conference. A lot of good teams in that conference, and you know, it's no walk in the park by far. But when you're able to get there, whether you're the first or the second seed, or you're in the dance, you know, it's a brand new season, and everybody has an opportunity to advance and move forward. And, you know, the unique thing about it is I was extremely lucky. I was extremely blessed to be in that many games. And once you're in it, you know, you kind of try to make it seem like it's just a regular game, but it's not. It could be overwhelming. But, you know, we had the teachers. We had the right people on our teams. We had the right coaches in place that kind of kept everybody level-headed and prepared us the right way. We went about our business. We understood that the AFC Championship was the most important game because it was the next game. And
right,
we were one game away from getting to the Super Bowl.
Now, does this team remind you of former Super Bowl teams?
Well, you know, the one thing I don't like to do is compare players, compare teams, but there's a couple of similar traits that this team has that we, you know, we had as well. They're a tough team. They're a smart football team. They fight to the finish. They don't ever give up. And, you know, maybe like us in our first year in 2001, where a lot of people didn't consider us as household names. A lot of younger players or players that was kind of off the radar that kind of bought more into the team aspect of things, of being unselfish instead of the self-promotion type thing. So everybody on our teams became somebody because of what we did on a consistent basis. I think these guys have the unique opportunity to do the same, to make those names for themselves, to be in these big games, to make those plays, to go out and prove to everybody that they belong. And even though there's a new regime, there's a new tenure there as far as the players, the structure and the foundation, the way we laid it is still there. And they're still successful. They're still making plays. They're still playing in these big games and finding ways to win and surprising a lot of people when they get doubted.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, just trying to get an idea of what you think of the rookie Jamie Collins. You know, he has quite a size and athleticism to him, and some folks would even compare him to you.
Yeah, you know, he can have a bright future, you know, and we're just seeing a little bit right now. He's just getting started, so I don't want to throw him in the Hall of Fame yet. I had a conversation with him before the game, and I think he's extremely talented. I think he's extremely athletic, and if he's able to keep growing, to learn the game, to understand the game, he's got great teacher there in Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia's defensive coordinator, Pepper Johnson, guys like that. If he can keep absorbing all the things to learn, he's going to probably be an impact player, not just on that team, but in the league. Some of the things I've watched and witnessed him do, he does a little bit better than me, you know, especially as far as his coverage. I probably weigh a little bit more than him. I was a little bit bigger, but he's long. He has size. He can play in the run game. He can cover a running back or a tight end out of the backfield or off the line of scrimmage or split out. And he can put his hand in the dirt and get after the quarterback as well. So he has the tools. Once you have the tools and you have the assets, a lot of people, you know, the game of football, the majority of the game is mental. So that's the other part to it. And I think he has the opportunity to go out and just keep growing and become one of the Patriots' great linebackers.
Willie, what do you remember? Tom Brady is obviously dealing with an illness this week. What do you remember about the 2004 AFC Championship when he had a fever of like 103 degrees and the way that he was kind of able to work through that?
Well, you know, like I said, we had a lot of tough guys, and Tommy was one of those guys that was extremely tough and mentally tough. And, you know, guys like Tom and some of the other guys we had on those teams, you had to drag them off the field. It didn't really matter. We put the team before ourselves, sometimes even our health, because, you know, we wanted to win. We didn't want to be the guy that was the cause of us not being successful or winning games. So I have a lot of respect for Tom. As you guys know, he's my brother. And, you know, he's always been that way. He's always been competitive. He's never wanted to quit or be one of those guys to not be prepared or ready or be available. So, you know, that's a great start to being a great football player and to being one of the best players in the league. And he encompasses all that.
What does it mean to you guys to be able to come back the Super Bowl winners and the way that the organization kind of embraces you, allows you into the locker room and talk to some players on the team?
Well, that's home. You know, that's home. And, you know, we always considered ourselves as family. We just wasn't a football team with players under contracts. The group of guys that we had that were there were special. We were brothers, all the guys that played. And we're all family. And Mr. Kraft has always been open and had a lot of respect for us. We have a lot of respect for him. And I think it's special. I think it's unique. And I think it's the way it should be. And it's a perfect example of a first-class organization, a first-class owner, coaching staff, and a group of guys who all believed in a certain vision. We all believed in the way the game should be played a certain way. And yeah, was it sacrifices? Of course. But, you know, we sacrificed because there was an ultimate goal. And that ultimate goal every year was to be the best that we could be. And if that was enough to get us to a Super Bowl and win it, then good. If not, we understood that. But, you know, like I said, I have a lot of respect for the Kraft family and the organization and how they embrace me. And, you know, I worked hard. I work hard for that. I sacrificed for that. And for them to recognize that and for Belichick to embrace me and have a surround of players, I think is good for both sides. You know, those players have heard about us. They know, they understand the tradition and the, you know, the foundation that was laid. And we understand also that it's a different time now, but there's a lot of things that are similar. There's a lot of common goals, the sayings, the way they're prepared. Some of the things that they do is still in place. And there's a winning formula that's there. So I'm humbled by it, and, you know, I'm excited, and I couldn't be happier.
Hey, just before you go, I want to catch and see what your keys are for the Patriots to win against the Broncos.
Well, I think what the Patriots have to do is when you go into a hostile environment, you got to take care of the football. I think that's number one. You look at the first meeting they had in Foxborough, there were a lot of turnovers on both sides. They'll clean that up. You know, they're one of the best at making adjustments and cleaning up things that happen, especially when you play a team earlier in the season going forward. The other thing I think they have to do is, of course, play sound football, play the right technique. Don't get caught up in the AFC Championship, but get caught up in the game. Play the game one play at a time. I mean, we've heard the obvious all week. They need to run the football. They have a great committee of running backs there that understand what they need to do. And the game plan and making adjustments. There are going to be adjustments in that game that they're going to have to make. When you play against a guy like Peyton Manning, we played against Fox in the Super Bowl when he was with Carolina. So we understand, you know, we understand that they're going to make adjustments. Things are going to change. They got to be able to withstand the momentum swings in the game. And when you play against a team like that with a lot of firepower, you got to limit the big plays and force them to go the long, hard road, something we came up with. Don't give anything away. Make them earn everything that they get. And it's going to come down to also to quarterback play. Both of these quarterbacks were experienced, Hall of Fame caliber, and it's going to come down to who can make the plays in the crucial situations. And the guys around them, too, the supporting cast, going to be big. You hear a lot about Brady and Peyton Manning, but the supporting cast is going to be big. Somebody outside of the big names is going to have to step up and make some plays and prevent plays. So whether it's the running backs, the receivers, somebody on defense, somebody's going to have to step up and make plays.
Willie, just on that same line of home crowd, can you take us back to that game you played in Pittsburgh for the AFC title? Do you remember any part of that game, the noise level and everything else?
Well, you know, that in that game, the key is to jump out and jump on top of them. And that was a good football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The crowd was rowdy, of course, the terrible tiles, all the things they had going on. But the best way to silence a crowd when you're on the road is just get out on them, jump on them. And once you do that, you know, it kind of changes a little bit. So you got to focus. You know, you got to be mentally tough. You got to block out everything and just focus on your assignment, focus on your job, and not get caught up in what's going on around that. And I think if they do that, they'll have a good shot.